And what did you see from Jared
today in his work?
Yeah, it was really didn't, you know, just more did a little individual, but it was good to see him out there. I know he's been progressing and working hard with the trainers, so I think it's a good step and continue to progress, hopefully.
For a guy who's out of the lineup, do you take extra steps to keep him involved mentally? For a guy, you know, he knows he's not going to play, do you do anything special to kind of keep him involved?
I mean, he's in every meeting. I mean, he's taking notes as if he's, you know, playing. So his preparation's been good, and he knows that. You know, so we've talked about that. And, you know, he'll take, you know, he'll look at it as if he's playing. You know, he's engaged in all the walkthroughs and et cetera. So you need to. You need to stay sharp mentally, some of the things, adjustments that may have taken place since the Detroit game. So that's all important. He understands that.
We've heard Aaron talk about how the 4 and 5 wide receiver sets were, you know, partly out of necessity because of the running back situation. And obviously it's worked well for some of the players, but I'm wondering, has that been detrimental at all to Richard Rodgers? It doesn't seem like maybe that style suits him that well.
I think the most important thing is, does it help the team win? And whatever play style you need, each game's different in this league. So whatever the matchups that we feel as a coaching staff and certainly Coach McCarthy, you know, you're going to use them. And every game's different week to week, the game plan. So you just got to do what you can to win the game because at the end of the day, it's about the team. So I think, you know, from a tight end standpoint, the number one thing is the team. And whatever we need to do to win is what we'll do.
I think the way competing for being part of the offense each week, you know, in practice.
I'm sorry, Wayne.
Are your guys, your tight ends, sort of competing during the week in practice to be a part of the offense? I mean, especially when you're in these 4 and 5 receivers, do they have to be, you know, better than whatever the fourth receiver is or something like that? Do you sort of want them thinking like that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're competing with themselves to be the best they can be. Just to, you know, they're competing to get better every day, and that's what we preach. I don't think you look at, well, I got to look at this or I got to look at that, because at the end of the day, it's about doing your job, and their job is different than a receiver's job. And they have to get better at their job, which they know as a group, that the team needs to help us win. So I don't think you look at that each week, whatever it is, whatever the package is, you know, that's what we roll with. You know, we'll go into a game with 10, 12 packages, and just how the game's played out is what you'll end up focusing on.
Is it hard for them? Do they, when they're not used to as much, does it become discouraging? You know, or what do you tell them?
No, I think if the team is winning, nothing's discouraging. If the team's playing well, I mean, the biggest thing that gets discouraging is when we're not playing well as a team. And I don't think you can look at it any different than that. Everyone has a job to do, but at the end of the day, it's about the team.